This is a consultation note. For Beverly Thompson, THOMPSON, December 1951. Address as a letter to Dr. Lowry, Lowery, 989-629-8145. Dear Dr. Lowry, consultation for Mrs. Thompson Beverly with chronic kidney disease is being almost 4 years since prior visit, so this will be a new consult. She has chronic kidney disease from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, morbid obesity, comes in a wheelchair accompanied by husband. Her major complaining is headaches, question migraines, followed by neurology Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K. Stable weight, normal appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no abdominal discomfort. She goes from constipation to loose stools without any bleeding. She does have chronic urinary incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Prior trauma to the leg and skin graft completely healed. Minor edema, varicose veins. She holds on things, walking inside her home, otherwise uses a wheelchair. No recent falls, has chronic chest pain angina, including use of nitro sublingual maybe once a month. No palpitations, no increase of dyspnea, no use of oxygen or CPAP machine, nor orthopnea PND. According to husband, she drinks probably 2.5 liters every day. Denies double vision, there is mild decreased hearing, no pruritus, no gross skin rash. Next paragraph, the past medical history for obesity, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, migraines, prior kidney stones, prior stroke, chronic angina, was involved in a vehicle accident as a restrained passenger, trauma to the right leg, hematoma, infection, necrotizing fasciitis, completed antibiotics, and skin graft. There was an episode of hypotension, received blood transfusion in that opportunity, but no localizing bleeding. Next paragraph, surgeries including back surgery, bilateral knee scope, left-sided rotator cuff shoulder, tubal ligation, debridement and skin graft right lower extremity, prior cardiac cath, but no need for procedures. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects to adhesive tape. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, prison medications, thyroid replacement, Ranexa, R-A-N-E-X-A, HCTC, lisinopril, Plavix, Atenolol, Lipitor, vitamin D, nitroglycerin, patches daily, as well as sublingual as needed, Excedrin for migraine, Telexa, insulin lentas and R, as needed, Campasin, nortriptyline for migraines, and she's been taking Rizatriptan, R-I-Z-A-T-R-I-P-T-A-N, apparently more than 14 days a month. Next paragraph on physical exam, in a wheelchair, weight 258, Blood pressure automatic on the right forearm was 147/88. She says in the office has been 120/70. She does not check blood pressure at home. I tried to check blood pressure on the wrist, but I couldn't feel on the right or the left. She's in no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3. Normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, carotid bruise or JVD, lungs are clear distant, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, difficult to precise internal organs, 2+ edema bilateral, irregular scar from the skin graft on the right leg. Next paragraph. I repeat chemistries today. Creatinine is 1.16. This will be a steady state, represent a GFR of 50, stage 3. A normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20, low albumin at 3.2, chorated calcium normal, back in September, creatinine 1.58, August 1.61, January of this year 1.37, last year and before 1.7. So these numbers is one of her best. Mild anemia 12.7, a normal white blood cell, platelet count, recent A1C 6.2. There is a number of testing by neurology, negative antinuclear antibody, normal sedimentation, normal C-reactive protein, minor increase of sedimentation rate, rheumatoid factor not elevated, B12 normal, B1 normal, B6 low, vitamin D less than 30, no albumin in the urine, normal thyroid, there is a recent MRI of the brain with and without contrast. No major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease appears stable or improved, no progression, likely diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, present normal sodium potassium, mild degree of metabolic acidosis, does have low albumin, but there has been no documented protein in the urine. No need for EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders. Continuous same lisinopril among other blood pressure medications. Continue diabetes cholesterol treatment, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, plan to see her back on the next 6 months, all issues discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation.